All right, good morning. So let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Tuesday, June 1st. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Marcus. Hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah, it was a nice long weekend. So yesterday was Memorial Day. Thank everybody for your service who is in the military and paid the price. And I really thank you. Anyhow, so it was a day off, it was a long weekend, and this morning the markets open higher. So they start the month of June on a positive note, Mark. What do you think?
Yeah, looks like a strong start this morning. The Dow's leading the way, so Dow futures are higher. Last I saw, about 0.8%. Pretty good start. Pretty good start. And go ahead.
I mean, it's really for no apparent reason. They just jumped higher because people are optimistic about the reopening of the economy. And I mean, this was driving also the theme last week. And on Friday, the S&P came close to an all-time high. It was only 0.8% away from an all-time high. So pretty likely that maybe this week we are seeing a new all-time high. So this year the S&P as of last week, the Dow are still a little bit further away, and also the Nasdaq still has some catching up to do. But yeah, I mean, stocks closed out May with their fourth straight month of gains. Shall we take a look at where we stand for the year? It's always interesting to see where we stand for the year. So
Let's do it.
Dow Jones for the year thus far, year to date, up 12.8%. Wow, that's not bad at all. The S&P up 11.93%, so pretty much in line with the Dow. And the Nasdaq, let's see, the Nasdaq still lagging, up 6% for the year. And I mean, with 5 months under our belt, that's just a little bit more than 1%. So we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, I mean, good start. We're not even halfway through the year, and the numbers year to date are looking pretty good. But Marcus, yeah, I think a lot of this is just, three-day weekend, Memorial Day weekend is behind us, and it's just optimism over the reopening of the economy. And I know this has been an ongoing theme, right? But I mean, COVID cases are declining. I saw that on Saturday. There were 12,663 new cases, which is the lowest according to the CDC since March of 2020. So, going through the pandemic and everything, now we're starting to see that, hey, it was a big holiday weekend. I think people were really, out and about. The traveling was taking place. Big weekend for travel. Vaccine rates are up, and there's reason to be optimistic. I think S&P's hitting the record this week. Maybe today.
Maybe today. Hey, talking about traveling. So crude oil this morning is up another 3.5%. And I mean, this weekend I saw that it hit a national high of national average, which is a high of 3.04. So we haven't had that in quite a while. And prices are continuing to rise. So what's happening there? Did you see any news?
Yeah, I didn't read any particular news, but this is pretty common for, Memorial Day weekend. You get into more, summer-related travel. I know we're not quite there yet, but people are starting to travel more. Marcus, did you see any particular news?
No, there's the OPEC meeting that's happening this week. It's still virtual, and they are expected to increase output. They cut output last year after crude oil prices. I mean, the futures actually dipped negative. Do you remember last year? That was quite
Oh yeah,
something.
crazy.
So they cut production, and they have been gradually increasing it. But it seems that the demand right now is outperforming the supply. Because especially if you're
Sure.
looking at the airlines, I mean, they are up this morning. So American Airlines is up 1.94% pre-market. United Airlines is up 1.35% this morning. Cruise lines up 2% this morning. NCLH, if you look at those, they're up 2.12% 2.16% this morning. So yeah, I mean, it seems that the reopening is in full swing. People are traveling again. Lines at the airport are getting longer, and reopening stocks are surging.
Yeah, and above 68 a barrel puts crude oil at highs not seen since 2018. So, you know, it's trading at pre-pandemic highs. Yeah.
Hey, let's take a look at some other stocks. AMC. Oh my gosh. AMC is up again this morning, another 20%. So AMC is one of the meme stocks that is being talked about a lot on Wall Street Bets. So it seems that the news this morning was that they sold around $230 million of shares to a new investors. And I mean, it seems that everybody gets super excited about this. I mean, this stock has doubled in just a week. If you look at this, so last week it was at 16. This morning, we are opening at around 32, 31, 37 here. I mean, meme stocks are back, it seems.
It seems that way. And, you know, I think that, well, we talked a little bit about this. I saw some numbers where with cryptocurrencies, I think it was 2 weeks ago, there was the biggest outflow of cryptocurrencies for funds. And I think it was something like $98 million, but that only represents like 0.2% of the money tied into cryptocurrencies for these funds that were being tracked. And that's nothing at all. Right now, you look at Bitcoin though, and you look at the other cryptos, and they've dropped considerably. So I think that a lot of this is, you know, retail fear, where, you know, people are just pumping some money into it, hoping for a quick gain, and then panicking on the drop. It seems like funds are still actively trading crypto or invested, and the retail traders, where do they go? Well, let's check out Reddit, and I think that you're going to see a inverse correlation between Bitcoin and the Reddit stocks or meme stocks like AMC, probably for the near future.
Yeah, I mean, Bitcoin has been stabilizing between 33,000 and 38,000. This morning trading at 35,758, 36,000, somewhere around there. And that is right now where Bitcoin is in this range here. And yeah, I mean, money has to go somewhere. So money doesn't disappear and the money doesn't magically appear. Money flows from one asset class into another one. And yeah, it could be that a lot of retail investors got out of this. So let's take a look at the other ones. I haven't checked Dogecoin in a while. Okay, Dogecoin also hanging around 30 cents, pretty much here in a range between 30 and 35 cents. So it seems that right now, the hype around cryptocurrencies is a little bit over after this went, I don't know, just ballistic here, Dogecoin to the moon. And then also in Ethereum, if you're looking at some of these, hanging around 2,500 here. So yeah, it seems that right now the focus has shifted away from cryptocurrencies back to meme stocks. Let's see, what is GME doing? GME had a huge drop on Friday, 12.6%. This morning up another 5.85%. So we'll see what happens there. It seems currently AMC is everybody's darling.
It's the one. And this thing went from a market cap that was, I think, just about $1 billion at the beginning of the year to a $12 billion market cap. You know, so, you know, maybe there's funds backing it too. But, you know, historically speaking, funds have been pushing around stocks and, you know, supposedly the retail trader gets screwed. But I this is an interesting phenomenon. Yeah. You know?
Speaking of funds and analysts, so NIO this morning is making a move. NIO is up 3.7% because they said that they delivered 6,711 vehicles in May, okay, which is an increase of 95% compared to a year ago. I mean, so doubling in a year. I still think 6,711 vehicles is not that much. However, it seems that Citigroup liked that. An analyst at Citigroup upgraded NIO to buy from neutral and also raised its sales forecast for the company. So NIO definitely this morning, a darling of analysts after being down. I mean, let's just switch to a weekly chart here. So on a weekly chart, we see that NIO actually came from around 64, basically getting cut in half to 32. So a 50% drop here in 2021 thus far. So since the beginning of the year, But now it seems it has found a bottom somewhere around there, 32, found some support and is on the move.
Yeah, nice move after being kind of choppy and sideways for a while. Hey, speaking of upgrades and analysts, Boeing.
Oh, yeah.
So Boeing was up about 2% pre-market last I looked. There was an analyst upgrade, and they suggested discounting Boeing's recent hurdles, especially with Boeing still trading below where it was in 2020. So there was a recent challenge where I think they were looking at some of the upgrades that were done and wanting to restate like what was done and how they improve things. And but I mean, I would tend to agree. I mean, we've talked about Boeing, Marcus, and you know, Boeing is not just about the 747.
Right. No. I mean, they're big. I mean, this is why it says here, aerospace and defense is the industry, not building planes, right? I mean, they have huge defense contracts. Boeing also is building, rockets to where do we go? The moon, Mars, wherever we want to go. So they are also in the race here. So it's a big company. And yeah, but of course, when everybody hears they're having trouble with their planes, this is what everybody thinks immediately. Oh, Boeing built the planes. And this is why the stock has been really interesting. Like, hey, we have been cleared. Oh, we have another problem with the plane. Oh, we have been cleared. We have another problem with the plane, right? So this is what has been Boeing's story for this year.
Yeah. I mean, it's been pretty solid, but just hasn't really taken off. And I know we've traded it a couple of times. You in particular, Marcus, you've been a fan even during the pandemic. Yeah.
And let's take a look at the economic calendar to see what is happening this week on the economic calendar. So we briefly talked about it today. We have the OPEC meeting. So we'll see. Everybody expects that they are actually raising the output by like 2 million barrels a day. We also have the manufacturing PMI coming out here today. And this is interesting because that's another another key indicator to see what the Fed might do here. Now, the Fed is meeting June 15 and 16. So this is next week. And of course, this will be an important meeting because what does the Federal Reserve think right now? Is inflation higher than expected? Or maybe is the economy strong enough so that it won't need so much monetary support? And everybody will be keeping an eye on this one. However, for this week, the big one is the unemployment rate.
Yep. Jobs report Friday, always the first Friday of the month. And that's a biggie. That's a biggie. So keep an eye on that one. And
Especially since last month, we had the big surprise. I mean, everybody expected that it is going down. And then actually the unemployment change came in much higher than expected, spooking the markets here. So this definitely something that investors will keep an eye on this week. So expected 266,000. We'll see what they come out with. We also have Friday morning, right before the jobs report is being released, we have Powell speaking. Let's see what he says there. I mean, that's a little bit surprised. It's super early for him.
It is.
Do you know where he's speaking? I just want
to... You know, I went to pull it up and I couldn't at the time.
Okay. At a panel discussion titled Central Banks and Climate Change. Okay. At the Green Swan 2021 Global Virtual Conference. Hey, interesting. However, whenever he's speaking, we could see the markets moving. So it seems that this week, besides the manufacturing PMI, the services PMI, the big one will definitely be the jobs report.
And a stock to watch, Zoom is reporting earnings after the bell.
Oh, is that today?
Yep.
Yeah, earnings season has been winding down. I think they are one of the last to report. Pre-market, they're up 0.5%. So we'll see.
Woohoo!
Okay. All right. We got to jump into our Zoom meeting with our mastermind members where we are trading live, the open. So let's do this. Hope that you enjoyed this quick update so that you know what is going on in the markets. If you did, click on like and give us a like on your way out. If this was your first time and you would like to see more of these videos, click on subscribe, hit the little notification bell. This way you get notified whenever we release a new video or go live. Okay. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.